Welcome. Today is Sunday, September 27th, 2020. You are listening to the online worship service of the Petaluma United Methodist Church. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, sisters and brothers. My name is Skylar Rhodes, and I have the privilege of being the pastor at Petaluma United Methodist Church. And we welcome you today to the worship podcast for our church. This unique expression of worship comes to you from the dedicated work of many volunteers and church leaders. We're glad that you found us, and we want to invite you to share the link to this podcast widely with friends, family, neighbors, coworkers. Let us find, in this time, our quiet center as we call ourselves to worship.
Let us join together in the call to worship. As we come together, let us settle into stillness. In the stillness, let us center our minds and our hearts so that we can release our cares and our worries. Let us embrace the truth that we are in God and God is in us. And in this union, we are challenged graciously to a new moment of hope and courage. Come, let us worship.
Fallen short, made errors, even grievously offended. Come, let us join together in confessing our sins before God. We are reluctant, O Author of Love, to set aside our hurt, our anger, our disappointment. Heal us with your tender touch, that we might be cleansed of all unclean thoughts, all schemes of revenge, all hope of vindictive retribution. Open our eyes to the power of love shown to us in the unselfish sacrifice of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
What a great gift our God has given us in the wonderful power of forgiveness. As we are forgiven, so we are led to go ourselves and offer forgiveness. Let us celebrate this wonder of wonders and the reality of a God who loves and does indeed forgive us. Amen.
Nanonda lesione na matasa ni kuwa sa me pitu sa ngabulga walmo. May nandua ginawa. Waangwa na kinarorongo. Do vangara ndelinga mundo na nungu tamata kina nungu ibunau. Do vakalakala na ndelinga mundo kina nungu vosa ningu sungu. Au nandalanga nungu sungu en na vosa baka tutu bata. Au natukune so na kabu ni tu me na ngono makawa. Kwa kitu sarongo da kakila. Karasatukuna maive kitu kuira na nondangase. Kitu sa sengi nibune veira na lvenra. Ketu no pa takila kene tamatama te muri, na nona vinaka ko tsiopa. Kena nona koukoua, kena nona dhagadhagamana, sa ke taka kukwe. Pingu babakalo tatakana klu, na nona bosa ndarunga dharawa, e na matakana singi kua.
From Psalms, give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old, things that we have heard and known that our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their children. We will tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might, and the wonders that he has done.
A reading from Philippians 2, verses 1 through 13. Imitating Christ's humility. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. This ends the second reading.
It's wonderful to be able to be here with you today. I want to tell you a story about someone. And friends, this is pretty personal, so I hope you don't mind. I want to tell you about one of my closest friends, Saya Fasasili. I was in a Thursday morning clergy Bible study with a number of pastors, and we met every week for 3 hours for more than a decade. And as you might imagine, we got close. We got really close. Sai is a guy who straddled both Tongan and American cultures. Moving to the USA from another culture and trying to fit into a culture so different than your own is harder than I will ever know, because I've never had to do it. I was blessed, though, to have a front row seat as a friend and colleague as Saya went through this cultural transition. Stressful. I mean, there are layers of unspoken cultural assumptions that we are unaware of as Americans, and people who immigrate here must wade through them and figure them out. And friends, there ain't no instruction book. Going to an American supermarket, for example, is a staggering experience to a new immigrant. Most countries, you might go to the store and there'll be two kinds of cereals. But here, in the U.S., there are literally thousands of kinds of brands and different types of cereal. The abundance is mind-boggling. It's disorienting. It's confusing, and that's just one thing. Imagine, if you can, all the cultural assumptions by which you and I live, but we never talk about. And it's kind of like the fish not noticing the water in which it's swimming, But if you get thrown into the fish tank when you're used to breathing differently, it can feel like you're drowning. Yet Saya navigated all this with grace, with a beautiful perspective, with love. These words from Philippians begin to paint a picture of this guy who I love. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. These words describe my friend. In his own culture and beyond, he helped, he shared, he supported, he gave of himself and his own personal resources in ways that most of us would not even begin to consider. And he did indeed regard others as better. His humility is authentic and powerful. In all the years I've known him, I never discovered a selfish bone in his body. Others always came first. Family, extended family, and his is large. Friends, church members, colleagues, even strangers. His heart flowed outward in unmeasured love and grace. So why am I telling you all this? Today, after some significant medical issues, Saya passed quietly away. And I'm beyond sad today. I hurt for the loss of him, and I shake my fist at this virus because I couldn't even go and say goodbye. Obviously, I'm feeling this loss and wanted to share that with you, so part of this does come with some personal grief. But pushing through the grief is the power and incredible truth that in spite of the craziness right now, there is a living, palpable hope. So I wanted you to know about him. I wish you had known him, and I want you to know that such light does exist in the world. Such selflessness and gentleness is real. And as the world shakes with vibrations of narcissism and greed, God still gives us men and women like Saya. As the dark shadows of cynicism and destruction seem to grow around us, God offers us the hope-filled, generous spirit of one such as Saya. Saya would poke me now, and before he told me to shut up, he'd remind me that he wasn't perfect. And that's true. He wasn't. But perfection, as some state of being or end goal, really is not a thing. It's not real. Perfection is the process by which we live, striving always to rise above a world that would tear us down. Saya's embodied this striving, this beautiful spirit of Christ, and has been a gift to so many. And I guess that's what I'm sharing with you. But I think I also wanted us to embrace the wonderful truth is that Saya is far from the only one. The life of Saya Fasasili spread love abroad like ripples in a pond after you toss a stone in. And there are others as well, aren't there? You know them. You do. You've had them in your families, as friends, as co-workers, as neighbors. Those whose spirits have been defined and created by God's love, by these powerful words of Philippians that call all of us to seek humility, generosity, and to always regard others as better than ourselves. My friend and those who you know who have been like him are here to remind us, to teach us, to call us away from the ways of this world, and to come together to build communities that are not saturated with greed or the lust for power. To build communities of mutuality and openness, of kindness and grace, to witness to the very real possibilities that these communities can and will lean in to the healing of the whole world. We, friends, receive a bequest from Saya and the ones you know who are like him. We receive an inheritance that has been passed on by the children of light since Christ taught in the temples and on the hillsides. We receive a legacy that lives and thrives in us as we remember the selflessness, the generosity, the kindness, and the humility, and come together to practice it all in Christian community. You see, people like my friend Saya, they know that love is stronger than hate. The truth will always overcome the banality of lies. That life triumphs over death every time. So let us name the names of those who are our teachers. Let us honor them by renewing our strength and our commitment, by rising up like eagles. Let us share the gifts these people have given us, knowing that as we share the world begins to heal a little. And friends, let us embrace lives that spread wonder and joy. Lives that leave love in our wake as we pass by. And let us hold these words close from Paul. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, you are the God of us all. Your whole being consists of love and love and love, and you surround us with the embrace of that love in all that we do. Whether we are grieving or crying, laughing, or being together in fellowship, you surround us with the wonderful grace brings us your love always, whether we deserve it or not. And we give thanks for all of that. God, we come this day with our hearts tied together in prayer so that we might lift up those among us who grieve. For in this time of pandemic and sorrow, there are those who have gone away from us and we miss them and our hearts are sore. Grant us peace and grant us the certainty of the resurrection that we might know of the life to come. There are those too among us, Lord, who struggle with work, with relationships, those among us who find ourselves caught sometimes in not knowing how to step forward. We ask in all of these circumstances for all of our sisters and brothers that you pour out a spirit of wonder and joy on us. That you pour out a spirit of capacity and courage, that you pour out the joy of knowing what it means to be in love with you and with one another through your Son, Jesus Christ. We lift this up in prayer, even as we receive the warm and wonderful embrace of your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Tamaki mami melo malangi. Me varoro taki ne damuni. Me adomai na nomuni matintu. Me daga na loma muni burbura. Me pakasa daga me loma lang. Ni sile me viki mami ni singongo na kaka na ruti ki mami. Ni bukoda manda ni nema mi daga dala. Me pakaki mami sam bukoda wera sa daga dala viki mami. Ni kaku ni kuti ki mami gina vere. Kamuni vambuli ke mami mana da. Ni sa nomuni na matintu. Kena kaukaua. Kina langi langi, asangani mundu. Amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Friends, this is the time when we come together to return the many blessings God has given us for the work of God's church. We are moving quickly towards our season when we are inviting you to make a commitment that is financial to the church. And even in this time of pandemic, we are still the church. Around the world, our church has clinics and hospitals, has colleges and universities and schools. We address disasters in this world through our United Methodist Committee on Relief. And here in our own church, we have a mask-making ministry, and we are reaching out with music and joy and hope. So I invite you to be generous in your giving. I invite you to be generous in your commitment for the coming year. You can certainly give by writing a check and mailing it to the church. You can also write a check and drop it by sometime. Or you can go to our website at www.petalumaumc.org and you can donate through the website. And soon, friends, soon we're going to have a text capacity for giving. We're working on that, just trying to make it easy for you. But know that your gift matters, that because you give, people thrive. Because you give, someone finds new hope. Because you give, the community of Christ grows stronger and spreads Christ's healing everywhere. Thank you for your generosity. Let us pray. God, we dedicate these gifts to your service. We dedicate our hearts and everything we have to the work of your community. Bind us together, hold us as one, and help us always to give generously and to give of our love, our hope, and all our resources. In Jesus' name, amen. hear these words of benediction. May God, who creates all life, hold you in the loving folds of his arms. May God, who accompanies us in our sorrows and our griefs, grasp your hand and accompany you wherever you go. And as we go this day, may this God bind us close in community, in commitment to one another and to love around the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.